Okay, so the last time I noticed that on a number of my slides, it said at the top the Huckel model, but I never really explained what the Huckel model is. So now I want to explain, it's what we were doing last week, but you start out with this full Hamiltonian, and the full Hamiltonian describes everything you can know about a molecule, and it includes the kinetic energy of the nuclei and the kinetic energy of the electrons and all of the Coulomb interactions. And that turns out to be too difficult to solve. So the first thing we do is we fix the nuclei. They only have fixed positions, and we look at the electrons moving around the nuclei. And that's the electronic Hamiltonian. And that one also turns out to be very difficult to solve. And there are different techniques for moving further. But what we did was we neglected the electron-electron interactions. And when you do that, then this Hamiltonian for many electrons reduces to the sum of a molecular orbital Hamiltonian, which is the same for every electron. If you don't include the electron-electron interactions, you just have the electron-positive nuclei interactions, and every electron sees the same potential. So you only have to solve it once, and that problem is called, the Hamiltonian for that is called the molecular orbital Hamiltonian, which I have at the top here. And this is a Hamiltonian that we're solving to try to find the molecular orbitals. And the molecular orbitals are wave functions that we use to build the multi-electron wave function. They're like the hydrogen solutions are used to build the wave function for many electron atoms. It's something that we can use to build the wave functions for a molecule. And the technique we're using to solve the molecular orbital Hamiltonian is called the linear combination of atomic orbitals, where what we do is we guess the solution. So right away, we guess the wave function by just taking a combination of the valence wave functions of the atoms that are involved in the molecule. And this guessing doesn't sound really very scientific, but solving the Schrödinger equation in general is usually some kind of guessing. So either you just guess the solution and then calculate the energy from that solution, and then maybe guess again and see if you can get a better solution. Or you write a computer program which essentially guesses a solution, calculates the energy, changes the solution again, calculates the energy again, and tries in that way to find a best solution. But it's always some kind of guessing that we use to solve the Schrödinger equation. But what we're doing now is we just guess which are the important atomic orbitals that will make up these d-molecular orbitals. And we write that out with some coefficients. And then you write the time-independent Schrödinger equation for this case. And we take every orbital and multiply from the left and then integrate over space of this equation. And it gives us a set of equations like this. Where on the left-hand side, we have these integrals that need to be done between the atomic orbitals. And on the right-hand side, so this including the Hamiltonian on the left-hand side, and here just the overlap between the atomic orbitals and this molecular orbital that we've guessed.